decide how we feel about the comments made clear to the other side. That is what we're getting, if we get anything. And that he's got all he needs and wants and all he should have. And for that reason, he ought to go along with it. And that would produce an agreement, if one could be produced, which I do not think so. But that's what I thought the cable said. Now, if it says that we don't want you to reach an agreement until the OAS has considered it, Brazil's come into it, if there's anything like that in there, well, we'll...
But anyway, now, I just want to say one more thing. I don't think Emmerich will buy this, but if he does buy it, I think it would be a mistake to have in the cabinet one or two or three Emmerich men.
Well, you've got that. You've got Postiga already. Now, you've got to have two more. But I'd like to search and see if there are any people in the present Emmerich cabinet that can go in there. I think if Emmerich is just as... there are just as many potentials that might be in his forces. The Army, Navy, and Air Force, and the people that the book dealers like he had with Postiga, there might be possible to draw a couple from that group.
Okay.
That would be satisfactory to him, just like I've drawn Dillon and McNamara that are Republicans. And I would like to draw two or three there so they'd be represented, and Connor for my cabinet. I think he'd be smart. I think he'd have no gripe if you had some of his viewpoint represented there. To at least three. I don't like to just set it up and say, Barsh, you started a goddamn revolution, killed 19 Americans, wounded 100, denounced me every place you could for a month, and I have come in and placed your man in charge, and they are in charge, even though the polls show you've got half the strength that Balaguer's got. I think that we might justify giving him five men and giving Balaguer three and Embert's forces three, provided they weren't Trujillo people, and provided they were decent people. And I think Postiga is a sample. We could get one or two more like him that we worked originally to get in the cabinet that the fellow, who was here before Embert?
Weston.
Benoit, wasn't he? When Benoit, the first one.
Cabral.
B-E-N-O-I-T, Colonel Benoit, wasn't he the government when it fell?
No, it was Reed Cabral.
Yeah, Reed was, but in between Reed, the colonel that told us he couldn't give us any more protection, we sent the troops in.
No, it was Benoit.
It was Benoit. And if we could get two or three fellows that I wouldn't have Reed in, but I think it would be bad from the standpoint of...
Well, Mr. President,
things associated with, but I wouldn't object to a fellow of his general type.
I'd like to make a couple of points. Number one, Emmerich does not have, he never has had a political party, or he never has been elected with one. That's number one. Number two, as to the military, you have De Leon and three chiefs of staff who are all going to be professional military men. Number four, the civilian cabinet is, so far as we can tell, I don't know anything about it except what's on the record, a cabinet that includes the entire spectrum. It doesn't include an Emmerich party, because there ain't none.
I'm not asking an Emmerich party. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having two or three men that he would look upon as the same way that I would look upon you and Bill Moyers. I would look at you all as being Johnson men instead of necessarily Kennedy men. And I think that he may have the power to achieve that. And I think that if we took two or three of them, we've got Postiga as one. I think we ought to take a couple more if they're serviceable, if they're available, if it's positive. I think we ought to have at least two or three from Balaguer. I think that would balance it. I'd have Guzman as the president, and he could have four or five from the Bosch faction. And Bosch would wind up with about as many as the other two would have, and it would be, as you said, in Puerto Rico, very much like this, a government of true national unity.
Well, as I analyze the nomination, four people connected with Balaguer or Ortenberg Independent. And then I think Postico in a separate class because his political background is with Bush, which was a member of the Embert Gunta. I think that's where that lined up. And then Bundy sent the UN in and said it was better.
Well, that's, we're not much apart on that thinking. 6 and 5. If you had 4 and Postigo, I would consider Postigo in 5 instead of the 6 because of his present identification.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking now I'm going to explain him and defend
sure.
it.
My man last human, but Bundy said it was better.
Well, I don't know. I don't really go all the way, as you know, with Bundy. As I, this wasn't my idea, Bundy, go down there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm... remember, he grabbed the phone every time you called me, and you always started off by saying, we want Bundy, and we wound up with Bundy, and if we get him back without wrecking him, and me too, I'll say a good prayer to my dear Lord, because I think I think he's a brilliant man, and I'm attached to him, and he's indispensable to me, but I think he's pretty positive and pretty precise, pretty inflexible. I tried to talk to him 2 days after the Bay of Pigs. President Kennedy said, please stay away from him. Don't mention it. He's awfully upset. He's just so nervous that he can't do it. So he gets pretty nervous on these things. We're going to have to live with him a long time, and I'm prepared to do it. I have nothing in the world I want except to do what I believe to be right. I don't always know what's right. Sometimes I take other people's judgments. I get misled like sending troops in there to Santo Domingo, but the man misled me was Lyndon Johnson, nobody else. I did that. Blame a damn human, and I don't want any of them to take credit for it. And I'll ride it out. I think I'd do the same thing right this second if I got an wire from Ambassador Sanchez, by God. And I know how it looks. It looks just the opposite way I want to look. I don't want to be an intervening arm. But I think Mr. Castro done intervene pretty good when he kicked old Reed out. And honestly, of all the people I saw, I thought Reed was the least dictatorial and the most genuine and honest of any of that crowd I met. I think he did. I think Reed was trying to clean up these goddamn generals and trying to get a government that would work and an economy that could sustain itself. And I think these crackpots overthrow him while he's doing it. I think that's what's happening to me, incidentally. Incidentally, I think that's what's happening to me. I may be the Reed of the North America because I've tried to get my system going that can support this thing with jobs and money and economy and so forth, and while I'm doing it, I've got the experts in the London Times and the Kurzmans and the Schutzes and the Schlesingers all giving me the work. So I may be in the same place as Reed, just ought to move over next week.
And he was thrown out by these generals.
He was thrown out by these crackpots because he was functioning on the generals, but the generals can't do the job themselves. We all know who's behind this one.
You had a two-phase job.
It was what you call a fork job. One went one direction and one the other. But
yeah.
It happened while Admiral Rayburn was having his inauguration luncheon. But I remember now calling for him. They said he's in the car. I said, well, just let him go. Goddamn fellas in the car. I can't tell him about him being in the country. What's in the car?
Well, I'm awful sorry to bother
you. That's all right. You have Bobby. Here's Bob. He's listening a long time. I'd be loud to say
Bobby,
something.
You too, Bob.
No, not at all, Abe. I would sure like to see that cable get out, though, and some talk going today. I hope it's out.
I don't know what it is, but...
Well...
I think Mac can do even more, actually, than the president is asking to do. I think he can get the 3 on vacation, the 20 deported, the agreement on the mechanism for further surveillance and control.
Yeah. I think he can too.
And I think he ought to do all of those things.
I think he can too.
And where do we leave Embert if we get all this done and do everything for him we promised? The only great leg he's got to stand on is he's selfish bastard wants to be king. Isn't that right?
That's exactly the situation.
Then can we make our position stand up if we have to ram?
I think we can. That's exactly what Morrow reported too.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's all we're trying to do. Now, where's Bill Morrow after he read you that wire and got you all excited? He went off and went to bed, I bet you. Is he at the office or is he home?
He was at the office.
We'll call him right now and see what the wire says. And at least, I guess, if there's anything that to me is inflammatory, why, we'll put it on the back burner and cool it off.
I really am sorry to put it.
That's all right. I'm glad you did. And appreciate you calling, and we'll hope that it'll work out this way.
All right, thanks.
Bye, Ed.
Very much.